Hello and thank you for tuning in to this week's Journey. My name's Jude Hennessy and I'm the host and editor of the show, very ably supported by our sound editor Nick Weir and various people around the place like Daniel Hopper who are just so talented, and they help me every week to bring you this show, which is jam-packed full of goodness with the distilled wisdom from so many fantastic presenters. And I tell you what, we've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. This week we'll continue with the Arise Lenten program, which is being prayerfully followed by people right around the country as we move through the season of Lent and prepare for Easter. More about that in a moment. But also on the show today, we're really lucky to have scored an interview with Mr. Peter Carney. Now, Peter would be well known to many of the listeners as a singer and songwriter who has written so many songs that would be familiar to people right around the country, indeed right around the world. And Peter Carney today is going to talk to us about a whole variety of things, but most importantly, his experience as a songwriter, his love of writing about justice based on the scriptures. And the interview we were lucky enough to get with Peter, we also delved into his pilgrimage on the Camino Way and what he's been able to do with that experience in sharing it with others since his return. So that'll be on later on in the show. We will, of course, be hearing from lots of our favourites on the show this week. Sam Clear will be making a return for us, this wonderful young man who walked around the world for Christian unity a few years ago and now works very hard to promote Christian unity and bringing Christian churches across denominations together in prayer. We're hearing from Father David Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. He's got a fantastic piece for us. It's well put. He's talking about words in our lives. And Sister Hilda Scott has a wonderful piece for us in Wisdom from the Abbey that she's called The Council Cleanup. Actually, we get to hear from Sister Hilda a couple of times today because we're about to get into, as I said, our Arise Lenten Reflections. Sister Hilda joins with Father Michael Fallon in providing an excellent gospel reflection for us on this week's gospel, which is from John 3, 14 to 21. Before that's read to you, you'll be hearing the responsorial psalm set down for this Sunday's readings. And the incredibly talented Tracy Coombs has put Psalm 137 to music. She's called it Let My Tongue Be Silenced. It's a beautiful piece of music, ably supported by people like Louisa Court and Marilyn Ung, who in their own right are world-class musicians. And these songs we've been playing over the last few weeks are proving very, very popular. And Tracy has put that into an EP of the Psalms put to music, which is, you know, well done, Tracy. It's a fantastic compilation. So let's get into that. Let's get straight into hearing from Tracy Coombs. We're going to hear Psalm 137. Then we'll have the gospel reading for this week, which is John 3, 14 to 21. And then our gospel reflection, as we said, from Sister Hilda and Father Michael Fallon. And then after the break and a bit of music, it'll be time for our good mate on the journey, Mr. Sam Clear. Faith, hope, love and life. Really glad you've joined us this week for the journey.
Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion on the
silence if I ever
sing the song of the Lord on alien soil. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. If I praise not Jerusalem above all my joys, let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "The Son of Man must be lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believed in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. On these grounds is sentence pronounced, that though the light has come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light, because their deeds were evil. And indeed, everybody who does wrong hates the light and avoids it, for fear his actions should be exposed. But the man who lives by the truth comes out into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
I was looking at a vase of roses in our church the other day. They were simply stunning, each one so different, yet all out of the same mould. I was struck by one rose in particular that caught my attention. It wasn't the rose furthest away or the one closest. It wasn't the one with the sharpest colour or the palest.